And now, a bonus segment from the Big John and Ramblin' Ray Show.
We're back here on WLSM 890. John and Ray are on vacation. Lauren Cohn in, along with Bruce Wolf.
Hi.
How much fun is everybody having?
I can name that coach in three words.
How exciting was that win for Loyola, going to the Final Four? Can't believe it, Bruce.
I cannot believe it. I'm just thinking, you just hear John Dempsey saying Loyola in the Final Four. I think it's got to be some kind of mistake. I do like to throw a fly in the ointment, of course. And I'm all for this. I think it's exciting, and I'm watching the games. But can a good Catholic actually be able to afford to send his or her kids to Loyola? Think about it. Loyola must cost, it's a private school, it's got to cost 50, 60 grand a year, right? It has to. So Catholics are supposed to have lots of kids. If you have lots of kids, there's no way you're going to be able to afford to send your kids to Loyola. So I ask you that question.
I don't care, yeah. Bruce. I care that Loyola is going to the Final Four and it's going to be a great game on Saturday.
Against Michigan. Yes. And then they have to beat a number one in order to win the national championship, you know, because now that I've, you know, studied the NCAA in the last 5 minutes, you know, it's going to be.
Where are you on your brackets, by the way?
You know what? I have no friends, so I'm not in any bracket. Well, here's what happened.
We found that out when we just talked about Facebook 5 minutes ago.
In 2007, what happened is I had Memphis going like all the way, and they got to the championship game. Turned out Derrick Rose had cheated on his SAT. I know that because I took the SAT for him. But here's the thing. So they had to give back all their victories, and I had to give back my winnings in the NCAA tournament pool a year later. And so it's, you know, really soured me on being in having brackets.
Here's something that's souring a lot of people.
And I said, you know, give me that. And he, I turned around going, you wouldn't. Hand it over. And so he did. And I was like, turn around, drop him.
You told Donald Trump to turn around and take off his pants?
Yes.
And did he?
Yes. So he turned around and pulled his pants down.
Put your pants down.
And, you know, he had underwear on and stuff, and I just gave him a couple swats.
So Stormy Daniels on 60 Minutes with Anderson Cooper. Embarrassing for the president, Bruce?
I think it's embarrassing for Anderson Cooper. I mean, first of all, he...
I agree with you on that one, and for 60 Minutes.
The first time he mentions it, he calls her a porn actress, but then subsequently was always adult film star, because that way you put the veneer of legitimacy on it. Lauren, can I just please, will you indulge me for a second? Because it's an
when have I not indulged you, Bruce?
Don't. It's an Everything Must Go clearance sale on Stormy Daniels today. I started up two parodies for Stormy Daniels, but I don't have the attention span to actually go all the way through and complete the song. So here's my classics for Stormy. Just one line right here. Oh, Stormy, oh, Stormy, give back that big payday. Now, you like that one, or do you like Don't Know Why? The Donald wound up between her thighs, Stormy Daniels.
I think you came here with a great spirit.
Well, here's a good one.
I'm interrupting.
Go ahead and set
your music.
That's a better parody.
For Sister Jean.
Sister Jean, that's a good parody. Yeah,
so,
they worked it through. No, Stormy Daniels, I mean, it's ridiculous. Look, Donald Trump, I voted for him. I'm going to vote for him again, no doubt. He's payback for Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. We get it. Donald Trump screws around with women, even with his wife delivering a baby.
And 17 women did accuse him, you know, alleged.
She wasn't one of them.
Alleged sexual misconduct, and he was elected anyway. I put this on Facebook last night. I asked this sort of question, do we care? Is there going to be any legal fallout? And pretty much everybody said, we don't care. We don't care.
Well, that's your sample.
My sample.
Right, right. I mean, because, you know, you're doing conservative radio right now. There's Anderson Cooper cares. And the whole thing about Stormy, remember, is that because if you went past the commercial break, because he teased us. Oh, yes, he said we're going to have more of Stormy, and you think she's going to talk about, you know, size and things like that, more details about Donald. But no, there was nothing past the spanking. The rest of it was just boring legal stuff until Anderson tries to connect it up with Russia. That's what he was trying to do.
I didn't want to kiss and tell and be labeled all the things that I'm being labeled now. I didn't want to take away from the legitimate and legal, I'd like to point out, career that I've worked very hard to establish. And most importantly... I did not want my family and my child exposed to all the things that she's being exposed to right now.
I believe it. I stipulate. I believe everything you say, Stormy.
Wait, what you're referring to, though, with the left trying to find the there, and we're saying there isn't the there, is this basic payout of $130,000 and whether or not it's tied to the campaign.
Well, here, but remember, at the end, because this is, you know, the money shot for Anderson. He can't really get tumescent over Stormy Daniels. He's not oriented that way, but he can over the Russian investigation, because that's all he ever talks about on CNN. And now he's bleeding over into 60 Minutes on CBS. The whole thing wound up with Mueller will get Michael Cohen, the attorney, Trump's attorney, get him to talk about what may be an election violation, try to get him to flip on Russia, because that's what they're trying to do with everybody,
and
they're not succeeding.
The attorney's name is on the document in terms of the signatures for the $130,000, which, by the way, there was a line that reportedly Donald Trump was supposed to sign under alias DD, and he never signed it.
I would say she's more GG than DD, wouldn't you say? I mean, her pupils were dilated, as my wife mentioned. She saw that. I wasn't looking at her pupils. I was looking at the other dilation that she had. Yeah. She was bursting out. Yes. So, look, we didn't learn anything that we didn't already know about Stormy Daniels. We didn't learn a thing. But Anderson Cooper does conduct a good interview.
America Horny Again tour.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday morning 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.